woke up early this morning and was lying there in bed praying and thinking about this morning's message. And the more I thought of it, the more I was being changed in my heart and my mind to think about something different.
今天早上在早上醒来的时候，躺在床上默想今天早晨要从的事情，我越想到越想，就是到耶稣的经文。
She told me it really didn't matter to her because she just didn't preach, but she's going to preach anyway. Are you going to say that? And so I would like to turn in our Bibles this morning to 1 Peter chapter 4. And I want to read one verse of scripture from there. Before we do that, though, I would like to just say that there were three things, I guess, that are important that are on my heart this morning.
在我们读这些经文之前呢，我要说有三件事情，在我心中认为非常很重要。Number
one is that Jesus is coming.
第一个，耶稣快回来了。And
Jesus is coming soon.
耶稣快要回来了。Number
two, you have an enemy and an adversary that would like to dissuade us from keeping our eyes on him.
第二个呢，就是我们有一个仇敌，他想尽的方法让我们的眼目能够睁开。And
number three, that's why it's imperative that we abide in Christ.
所以呢，主就是给了我们的命令，要我们住在基督里。And
that is the only place of safety.
因为只有在基督里，我们才得安全。The
place of love and light and life and power.
因为在基督里，我们才能有光、有爱、有生命、有能力。The
place of fruitfulness.
而且我们可以结果子,
where he can be glorified in through our lives. There's no other place to be but in Christ.
另外一个地方,
if you want to be ready for the return of Jesus Christ and the coming of the Lord, you have to be found in him. Not in yourself or in your own righteousness or in wherever, but in Christ. Abiding in him, dwelling in him, moment by moment, day by day. And that, as we've heard already over and over again, is our privilege. It's our calling. And it's for every one of us. Young, old, male, female, Caucasian, Asian, doesn't matter. He's called us all to have fellowship with Jesus Christ, to be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. That's for everyone, for God so loved the whole world. And whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. That life is in Jesus. There's nothing else that really gives life. Biologically, we're alive, but spiritually, we're dead until we come into connection with Christ. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then we shall appear with him in glory. And so you and I don't have the opportunity to be outside of Christ. If we're looking for his coming and his soon return. The verse I'd like to read is 1 Peter chapter 4 and it's verse 7. Where Peter says the end of all things is near.
彼得说,
therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. The end of all things is at hand, therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers.
I've heard
all my life that the end of all things is near. And my grandfather heard all his life that the end of all things is near. And a lot of people have heard that the end of all things is near, and the end of all things hasn't yet happened. In other words, the end of all things has been for a long, 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 long time. Sometimes you might hear that said, Jesus is coming soon. The Bible says the end of all things is near. And you say, yeah, I know, we've been saying that for hundreds of years now. It's like if I were to say the end of the conference is near. And 2,000 years from now, we're still here. How near really is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? See, it wasn't just Peter that used words like that, but the Apostle Paul said that the night is far spent and the day is ahead.
不光是彼得这么说，保罗也说，他说黑夜将近白昼了。And
when the early church heard Paul and they heard Peter speak like this, they were ready right then for the coming of the Lord to happen.
当当时的教会听见彼得和保罗这么说的时候，他们就预备在他们的时候迎接主来。Be ready
all the time, because at the hour when you think not, the Son of Man is going to come.
因为当主耶稣他自己也说，你们要预备好，因为在你们不知道的时候，天使就要来了。The
writer to the Hebrews writes that we shouldn't forsake the assembling of ourselves together like some people do, but we need to come together more and more and more as we see the day of Jesus Christ approaching.
就像在希伯来书，希伯来的作者也说，你们不要停止聚会，像那些停止聚会惯了的人一样，把你们要聚集，因为主耶稣回来的日子近了。James
says that the judge is standing. He's standing at the door.
雅各也说，那个审判就在门口了。And
you put all these things together from Jesus and from John and from Peter and from Paul and they're all talking about Jesus coming soon, right away at the door, here.
这些人呢，耶稣、彼得、保罗，他们都一直在说同样的事情，就是主耶稣快要回来了，就在门口了。
I didn't throw John in there, but I could. He said, "Little children, this is the last hour."
约翰怎么说？他说：“孩子们啊，现在就是这个时刻。”The
last hour is the long, long time.
可是这个时刻好像持续了很久很久。
Will you be glad if I said to your brothers and sisters, just one more hour and we'll be dismissed this morning. Well, they're not all wrong, are they? Are all these writers of the New Testament, did they make a mistake? Peter didn't say the end of my life is near. He said the end of all things is
near.
Business, education, life, as we know it, Peter says it's near, the end of it is near. And none of the New Testament writers said that they knew when that day would be. He's coming soon, but we don't know when. We don't know the day, we don't know the hour. But they all say it's near, and because it's near, you need to be sober, diligent, alert, awake.
But
Because Jesus is coming soon.
因为主耶稣快要回来。
You know, when you go back, way back to the beginning of your Bible, and I'm not going to give you a whole rundown of the whole Bible.
当我们回到圣经的起初时候。
But if you start way back at Abraham,
从亚伯拉罕开始。
Abraham was called the father of all faithful.Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. And he was promised by God one day as he looked up in the sky that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky. You never find back in Genesis or in the days of Abraham that the Lord is at hand, or the end of all things is at hand, or the truth is at the door. You don't find that back in Abraham's day. And that was way, way back in the beginning. And then you had Isaac, and then you had Jacob. And then you had the descendants of Jacob and the nation of Israel. And all through that period of time, the scripture, you don't read the Lord's coming soon, the journey's at the door. Then you move hundreds of years from back from Abraham and you get up into David's kingdom, and in those days of David's kingdom, and the promises to David. And then you have the prophets beginning to speak and prophesy. And none of those prophets are saying that the end of all things is near, the judge is at the door, the night is far spent, the days. None of them are saying that. What they are saying, though, is that there is coming Messiah. And a lot of the man, Isaiah says, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and he'll call his name Emmanuel. Micah says he's going to be born in Bethlehem, afraid of the least among the princes, he's going to be ruler. And Micah prophesies about the coming of Jesus to Bethlehem. And over again in many of the different prophecies, you find them foretelling the coming of the Messiah, but they don't say the end of all things is at hand. They don't say that it's near or not. They don't talk about that. And you're marching down through the ages of time, and God has already a plan in mind from the foundation of the world, and it's unfolding step by step. Isaiah talks about this forerunner of Jesus Christ who had come, and John the Baptist finally then came. John the Baptist doesn't say the end of all things is here. The end of all things, John the Baptist says the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then Jesus is born. And John introduces Jesus as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And Jesus dies on the cross. He raises from the dead. He ascends on high. And it's still not talk of the end of all things is at hand, not yet. He sends the Holy Spirit at the day of Pentecost and the church is born. And then when it's at the middle of the book of Acts comes around, you find that the middle wall of partition between the Jews and the Gentiles is broken down and there's now one church. And This has taken many, 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 many years. And now Peter begins to write, and John begins to write, and Paul begins to write. And they write to the church, and they say, this is the last days. The end of all things is near. We're right at the edge and the brim of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not walking this way anymore, forward in time, but we're right at the edge. And I might think it's saying it this way, that for the last 2,000 years, since the end of all things is at hand, it's as if the Lord is kind of going right on the edge. Not slack concerning his promise, but long suffering, not willing that any should perish, giving opportunity for people to come to know him as their Lord and their Savior. But I believe at any moment, any day, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, in a nanosecond, Jesus will step over the brink into earth, into time. That's what we're ready for and waiting for, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We sing about it in many of our songs. Lord Jesus, how long have we shout the glad shout? Christ returneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Very soon we're going to see the King and we're going to crown him Lord of all. We're waiting for that day, that time. At any moment, every day, Jesus is returning, Jesus is coming. Oh joy, oh delight, shall we go without dying? Bill songwriter puts it that way. And we're waiting for the return, the end of all things. The night is far spent, and the day is at hand. And Jesus is coming, and he's coming soon. I can't go to bed tonight. I guarantee you that tomorrow I'm not going to wake up in heaven. Well, if Jesus were to come, I go to heaven. I mean, I may go my way to the grave. I'm not looking forward to that. I'm looking for you, sir. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that's going to be. No side-by-side translation. Everybody speaks English in heaven, you know. Whatever, it's going to be glorious. And we're looking for an Easter to the coming of the Lord. Eagerly expecting his return. And those in our hearts are hope of Christ's coming. And Holy Spirit, we want to make that hope brighter in every one of us. That we would live our lives in the light of the return of Jesus Christ. Maybe today. Peter says, if you really believe that that's so, that Jesus is going to come back, how then should we live? That's a good question to ask. How do you think we should live if Jesus were really to come back? If we really believe he's coming back to take us, how do you think we should live? There's a long answer and a short answer. The short answer is you need to live in him.
There's
no place to go, no place to be.
We
don't want to be ashamed before him that is
coming.
And if you live in God, you live in love, and God lives in us. And then we have confidence, not ashamed, but we have confidence in that day. And he will do anything he could possibly do to move you away from either number one, the hope of Christ's return, or abiding in Christ. In order to abide in Christ, and in order to be ready for the return of Christ, it's so necessary that we be people who pray. Prayer is your lifeline. You need to pray. And excuse me now and let me have to sleep. I pray the Lord myself to keep the flesh alive before I wake. I pray the Lord myself to take amen.
I mean
praying in the Spirit.
Pray
always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And Paul writes that right after he has just spoken to the Ephesian Christians about the conflict because of the enemy, and they're not battling with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, and so you had better learn to pray.
And
so Peter says in 1 Peter 4:7, because the end of all things is near or at hand, we need to pray. Peter introduces two things in this verse that preclude us from praying. When you look at either or, they don't really look that insidious. They don't look that bad.
The
translation on the screen says that they're to be serious and to be watchful, or my translation says to be clear-minded and sober. Now, what if I'm not so serious, or I'm not so watchful, or I'm not so clear-minded? What's the big deal? The big deal is that if you're not clear-minded and you're not self-disciplined, then you will not be able to pray as you ought, and you may not be ready for the end of all things that is very near. To abide in Christ. To have fellowship with the Father and with His Son all the time. To keep the flow of the life between the branch and the vine. That's a union. That's a fellowship. That's a life of prayer. Where you're listening to Him and you're asking what you will, and He's hearing what you're asking because you're living in Him and you're moving in Him and you have your being in Him. That's the connection that we're interested in.
Mm-hmm. 掌管我们的生活行流，这就是一个交通，一个但是如果我们没有祷告，我们必须要花时间在那里等
候，
我们必须花时间在他的脚前等候。
所以
今天早上我要给大家一个警告和一个提醒。
I want to warn you that it's important that you be clear-minded. Now, what's clear-minded? To be clear-minded is to be able to keep things in proper perspective. To major on the important things and to minor on the less essential.
让我们多注意重要的事情，少注意那些比较不重要的事情。
People that aren't clear-minded don't see things in proper perspective.
如果一个人不是很谨慎自守的话，他不会看事情有一个对的眼光和态度。
And when you don't see things in proper perspective, your behavior becomes erratic.
当我们没有看对的眼光和态度的时候，我们的行为也会不对。
You begin to give an inordinate amount of time to things that are not very essential.
所以我们就会把很多的时间在一些不重要的事上。
There's so many illustrations and examples of it, but let me just stick to the spiritual aspects.
我们可以有很多的描述，但是我现在讲的就是属灵方面的。
We can be so enamored with the things that are temporal, that are just around us, that you touch, you taste, you handle.
所以我们就会花很多的时间在一些这些短暂的事物上，我们可以看见、可以触摸、可以感觉到的事物。
We spend so much of our time, and so much of our energy, and so much of our strength, and so much of our efforts on those things, on my car, on my job, on my education, on me, on mine, and we lose sight. We're not clear-minded. We lose perspective that.The treasure's here, and any man he might come and take us. And what do we do? Shine in our car. To abide in him. And when he comes to be found in his vineyard, occupying and doing his work, when he comes, you're intelligent people. You tell me, what else makes sense? We're dealing with 10 years, 20 years, we're dealing with eternity. And Jesus says in Matthew 24, you begin to, don't let this happen to you. You begin to think that the Lord is not coming, and then you begin to act like everybody else around you. You begin to eat and drink with the drunkards. You begin to slander your fellow servants. And you're not living a careful, abiding life. If you're living a life of love, you're not slandering your fellow servants. If you're abiding in Him, that's not what's happening. If you're abiding in Him, you're purifying yourself even as He's pure. And we need to be clear-minded about these matters. Clear-minded so that we can pray, because the end of all things is near. I'm sure I've told you before, but I'll tell you again. Of the little boy in pilgrim camp that was praying at the altar. He was only 9 years old. And I was behind him, and he was in front of me, and he was kneeling there praying at the altar. And then one of his hands went up and he was praying. And with his other hand, he was punching the guy next to him in the back. I never forgot, it was a lot of years ago, and I thought, something's wrong with that picture. But since that time, I've never seen anybody do that ever again. At least not quite that way. But I've seen it done an awful lot of times. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I hate you. Because you first loved me. And it goes on all over the place. But we're abiding in Him. What kind of fruit are you bringing forth? That fruit that remains, that's that fruit that glorifies Him. Oh, I know. If only I understood your, no, it's not, dear Lord, help me to be clear-minded. You're coming soon, Jesus. And your bride has made herself ready. Your bride has washed herself in the blood of the Lamb. Your blood has washed us and united us to yourself, and now we're abiding in you, and we're bringing forth fruit that will redound to your glory. And so it's not any of this anymore. But it's two hands up and it's arms around, my brothers and sisters, as we forward together to the kingdom of God. And Paul had it way back in his day. Same stuff going on in Philippi. He said, I beseech two ladies in the church. Where's that always the ladies? Well, anyway, maybe it's not. Two ladies in the church, I beseech Euodias and Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord.
好的，保罗呢，他再次写信给腓立的教会里面的，因为腓立有两个姐妹，那为什么总是姐妹呢？有彼此的有争吵，他就劝他们说，你们要以基督的心为心。
We need to be clear-minded.
我们必须要谨慎。
We need to keep focus and perspective.
所以我们必须把我们的目光和眼光集中。
And how then should we live?
我们要知道怎么样过我们的日子。
But it's not just be clear-minded, but it's just be self-control.
保罗在这里说，不但是我们要谨慎，而是要自守。
Be self-controlled. Don't let anything influence you or control you.
要谨慎自守，就是说，不要让任何的事情来吓住你。
For some false euphoria or whatever it might be, not just the power of alcohol, but any other things that would force themselves upon you and bring you under their sway or under their control. I agree wholeheartedly with what Brother Yu said about the computer. That thing is like a form of poison. And you know, very many legitimate things the enemy likes to get a hold of and cause people to misuse or abuse them. Are you in control of the computer, or is the computer in control of you? If you had to live without it for 24 hours, would you survive? Would you go through withdrawal pains? It's self-control. Don't come under the control of the influence of anything else so that you can pray. Stop questioning, stop this, stop that, stop the other thing. Quit it for once. Pray. Spend time in prayer. We're so bombarded by so many gadgets that we don't have time to pray. Really, Brother Eddie, I'm not going to look at my, not do any more computer. Where's my iPod? No computer, no iPod. Where's my iPod? You've done everything. We're running from one thing to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing. And it's controlling our lives electronically. Peter says, hey, wait a minute now, Jesus is coming soon. Stop playing video games all day long. But I gotta beat the game. You've been in World 8 for about 29 hours straight. He tries to rob you of your prayer time. Fellowship with Him, where the light flows and you just bask and enjoy the pure delight of a single hour that before His throne is spent. We read an awful lot of the Bible about being disciplined. Paul reasoned there before the throne of justice and righteousness and self-discipline and the judgment to come. The enemy would like to use unclear minds and undisciplined lives to rob us of God's best and abiding in Him.
Uh, 我们的仇敌呢, 他会用, 呃, 我们的那个, 呃, 无影冲突的思想呢，或是没有谨慎的这个生活呢，来把我们的把我们住在基督里的这个福气夺去。
所以
我们必须怎么
办？ Pray what？
到底祷告什么呢？
It's the closing mentioned two different areas that I think maybe would be well for us to pray。
那我想要来讲两个方向，我们可以祷告。
In keeping with the context of this verse。
那我们就跟这一节经文是连贯的。
We're taught in the Lord's Prayer, really the disciples' prayer, is pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from
evil.
Lord, lead us not into temptation, but Lord, deliver us from the evil, or the evil one, or the presence of evil.
不要让我们进入试探，就我们脱离凶恶，或是脱离那个恶者。
Why pray that prayer？
我们为什么要这样子祷告呢？
Because the end of all things is near, and you've got to be clear-minded and self-controlled. And to that end, Lord, deliver us from evil.
因为万物的结局近了，所以我们要谨慎守，所以我们要求主叫我们脱离凶恶。
You notice that that is a prayer that Jesus didn't pray to teach the world, but that was for the disciples to pray.
那我们要注意的是，这个祷告呢，主耶稣教的不是教世人祷告，是教他的门徒们祷告。
Matthew 26, when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, "Pray that you enter not into temptation."
在马太福音26章，主耶稣在厄西马尼园的时候，他也是说，你们要祷告，免得入了迷惑。
Those disciples were in a conflict there in that garden.
因为在这个厄西马尼园里面有一个征战。
Not only was Jesus fighting it out there and going through, but the disciples that he called to be with him and to pray with him, pray with me for an hour, would you please?
这个征战的不单是耶稣他自己面临的征战，是他就是他的门徒来说，你们可不可以与我一起停止呢？
Jesus went a little distance from them, and Jesus fell down, and Jesus prayed, and Jesus called on his Father. And he came back to his disciples, and the disciples were sleeping.
那耶稣呢就离开一点点距离，他坐下来，他向他的天父祷告，祷告完以后，他回来发现他的门徒们在睡觉。
And something broke down. There was a battle. There was some kind of a force that was at work, and a power that was fighting against them, and they just couldn't stand up to it.
在这里呢，有一个征战，好像就有一股的能力，其他的没有办法抗拒。
Deliver us from evil.
所以我们要求
主，救我们脱离撒旦 into temptation.
让我们不入进入试探。
You notice what conquers the temptation? It's prayer.
你知道什么能够使我们胜过试探吗？就是祷告。
You notice what keeps you abiding in Christ and bringing forth fruit that glorifies Him? It's prayer.
而且是祷告使我们能够继续住在基督里，并且
abide in Christ and bring forth fruit without prayer.
如果我们不祷告，我们有办法住在基督里而结果子？
And you need to spend much time in prayer. And the apostles prayed without ceasing.
我们必须花很多的时间祷告。使徒说我们要不住的祷告。
How can you pray without ceasing? You can't unless you're abiding in Him.
我们如何能够不住的祷告呢？我们没有办法不住的祷告，除非我们住在基督里。
And this is a journey. It's a progress that we need to go on.
这是一个过程，这是一个旅程，我们必须经过。
And especially in the light of the fact that the end of all things is near.And Jesus is coming soon.
尤其是我们必须知道万物的结局近了，而且耶稣基督马上要回来。
So Lord, help me be clear-minded and self-controlled so that I can pray. And my one of my prayers is, Lord, keep me from the evil. Give me the strength that I need to endure the temptation. Give me the grace to overcome. Keep me abiding in you.
所以万物的结局记得，当我们祷告的时候，我们就说主啊，你要帮助我们，帮助我们，能够胜过这一切，帮助我们警醒。
There are no magic formulas.
这里没有其他的这些其他的方法。
There are no hidden Bible verses that I know of.
也没有其他的经文是隐藏的。
It takes time.
我们就是要花时间。
It takes time before the Lord.
我们就是要在主面前花时间祷告。
We also read in the Bible that.We're to pray for endurance.
那在圣经里教导我们，我们要为我们的忍耐祷告，我们要忍耐祷告。
Patient endurance.
我们必须要忍耐。
Not to get weary in well doing.
所以我们不会因疑心而不放弃。
Knowing that in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
如果我们不灰心，时候到了就要收成。
In 1 Corinthians 15, the apostle says, "Let us be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord."
保罗也在哥林多前书里面说，我们必须要持守在基督里。
It's a wonderful thing to continue to keep on and not to run out of steam or gas.
所以我们必须要持守在基督里，我不要灰心，不要丧气，不要失去力量。
When my daughter, my first daughter was born, that was 25 years ago.
当25年前我第一个女儿出生的时候。
And my wife was in the hospital, and she just gave birth, and I went to see my daughter the next day again. I'd been there for the birth and went back again to the hospital. And in the chaplain's time, I mean, all the children were wonderful, but the first one. And the last one is good too. And then the middle one is an extra special also. But the first one, that is the little girl. And I knew that it didn't have a lot of gas in the tank of the car. But I didn't want to stop. I wanted to get there to see my little girl. I got to the hospital and I pulled into the lot. And when I saw my little girl and my wife, and it was such a nice time to see, and I got the whole tour. It was just so great. And I got in my car to go back home again. You know, when you turn on the engine and you don't have enough gas, the little light goes on and you hear something go boom. I may have been on a little hill or something, so it indicated I had a little bit left, but I thought I had enough to get home.
Yeah,
60 miles an hour down the highway, and all of a sudden, terrible feeling to be flying down the highway and to just run out of gas. Now, why did you run out of gas? I'll tell you why I ran out of gas. I don't know what your problem is. I simply didn't take the time to refit. I thought I could go a lot further on what I had than I really could go. It happens spiritually also. You can go a lot further than you really can. Without me, you can do nothing. Don't worry, Lord, I can make it. Nothing means nothing. I don't need to. That's okay, Lord. Don't worry. I need to wait upon you. To spend time in your presence. To fellowship with you. I need that all the time. I need a continual resupply and a continual ongoing fresh outpouring of your anointing and your spirit in my life. Because the moment I don't allow that to continue, it's the moment I begin to run dry. I don't know how long you can run, but I don't run too far without being resupplied by the Lord Jesus Christ. I can go about as far as moment by moment. I can't even go day by day.
我没有办法一天没有跟他连接。
I need to live in him.
我必须住在他里面。
I need to have my being in him.
我必须让我整个人
完全有
是
我的 eyes in him.
我必须住在他里面。
It's my life.
他是我的生命线。
The strength and the power comes from.
这就是我的能力的来源。
The life and the light and the love and the anointing come from.
这就是我所有的恩膏、我的生命、我的爱、我的亮光的来源。
And Jesus is coming soon.
而耶稣基督快要回来了。
He's going to step over the brink in the twinkling of an eye. The last trump, the dead are going to be raised, and we are going to be caught up together with them in the clouds.
有一天，耶稣基督马上，他马上就要回来，就一霎时之间，眨眼之间，然后末世开始的时候，我们就会回去，然后在空中相遇。
Are you gonna make it to the end?
我们可不可能到达？
Are you gonna endure to the end?
我们有没有办法？
Are you gonna
make it to the end?
Are you gonna run the race in a way to obtain the crown?
我们有没有办法跑这个赛跑，一直到我们得奖？
Oh, let us be clear-minded and self-controlled so that we can pray.
让我们谨慎自守，谨守。
Dear Lord, I pray that you give me the strength that I need this day.
主啊，我求你赐给我今天所需要的能力。
I need your grace now, today.
我需要你今天赐给我恩典。
I need your help, O Lord, to overcome the world and the flesh and the devil. I need your spirit. I need your strength. I need you. Without you, I can do nothing.
主啊，你的恩典，我什么都不能做。我需要你的恩典，我需要你的能力，使我能够胜过这个世界和世界上的各样的情欲和引诱。
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
但是那些等候他的人必要重新得力。
You shall mount up on wings as eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint.
他们要如鹰展翅上腾，他们行走不困倦，奔跑不困乏。
And so I wanted to encourage you this morning.
所以今天早上我要鼓励大家。
We're marching to Zion.
让我们都向西安奔跑。
The hill Zion yields 1,000 sacred seats. Before we reach the heavenly field, we'll walk the golden streets.
当我们到达这个黄金殿避雨城的这个耶路撒冷。
But let us have grace that we may serve God acceptably.
但是今天呢，我们需要神的恩典，使我们能够服侍主。
And maybe this morning you need to get your mind clear.
所以今天早上我们必须要谨慎，我们必须要有一个清楚的心思。
And maybe you need the self-control, which is a fruit of the Spirit and the abiding life.
我必须要谨慎自守，这是我们
圣
的果子。
We need to get back to prayer.
我们必须要回到祷告中。
Oh Lord, deliver us from evil.
主啊，救我们脱离凶恶。
Give us grace to endure to the end and hold fast that which we have, that no man take our crown.
给我们足够的恩典，让我们能够跑到路中，使我们得到你所为我们预备的奖赏。
Knowing all the time that He is faithful who promised.
我们知道那应许我们的是信实的。
And He'll do it.
他可以成就。
You can't do it. He'll do it.
你没有办法，但是他可以。
You can't keep yourself. He'll keep you.
我们没有办法保持我们自己，但是他
可以。So He has grace that you need to serve Him acceptably.
但是他可以给我们恩典，让我们可以侍奉他。
And it flows out of that abiding in Christ.
这些都是从。
So may He help us today to abide in Him more perfectly.
所以愿主今天能够帮助我们，让我们更完全的住在基督里。
That we may bring forth more fruit that will glorify Him.
让我们多结果子，能荣耀他。
Dear Jesus, we ask you this morning that you will give us clear minds.
主耶稣基督，我们今天求你保守我们，让我们能够谨慎。
A seriousness and a self-control so that we can pray.
谨慎自守，所以我们可以进行祷告。
Lord, take us out of the spiritual lethargy that we can get ourselves into, and help us, Lord, to have a spirit of prayer and supplication.
帮助我们脱离个人的贪念，所以我们可以谨慎自守，在圣灵里祷告。
Renew our minds.
来更新我们的心思。
Our priorities. our value systems, take away all the fake stuff, Lord, the false euphorias that would rob us of your best. And fill us with your Holy Spirit. And make it well inside of our hearts and souls. Jesus, we want to be ready. We want to have white garments. We want to have oil in our vessels with our lamps. We want to be looking for your return, Lord Jesus. So we pray this morning that you'll enable us by your grace. Lord, soon, very soon, we're going to see you. Hey Lord, we were looking forward to that time. We pray, Lord, that you'll help us to endure to the end. To run the race that is before us, Lord Jesus. Lord, let the weak among us say, I'm strong because I can be united to Jesus and receive life from Him. Lord, you don't want to quench the smoking flax or those that are lame be turned out of the way, but rather that they be healed. So, Lord, as we as a congregation, as a body of believers, walk together. And as we love one another, and as we push the battle that we're in, Lord, that you'll help us together to go forward. Into Christ. For deeper fellowship with Him. Where we're hidden in that secret place of the Most High. Left of the rock. Lord, bring us in, we pray this morning, Lord. That we may be pillars in the temple of the living God that go no more out. But Lord, that we would be so set into Christ, that Lord Jesus and you, we would find our every moment of every day, our abiding life. And we thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I wonder if you'd sing with me a song in closing, 494. It is well with my soul. Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight. The clouds be rolled back as a scroll. The trump shall resound and the Lord shall be sent. Let's sing together. Number 494. Thank you. It's well. It's well with my soul. Lord, come on back. I'm ready.
Haste today,
Lord. Oh, Lord, even now, come, Lord. I'm ready for you. I'm here. I'm clear-minded and self-controlled and afraid. I'm abiding in you, and I'm bringing forth fruit, and I'm redounding to your glory, and you're being glory, Lord, come on. I wish that to be so for every single one here, young and old, everyone. But maybe it's not quite altogether that well with your soul this morning. I'm not saying that you don't belong to Jesus, that he's not living in you and you're not part of his kingdom. I'm not saying that, but it's just not quite what it should be. I realize it's not what it ought to be in my soul.
What
I'm a little bit weary, and I don't know if I'm going to make it, and I don't know if I even want to continue. My life is so overcharged with the stuff that's all temple, and I'm losing perspective, and it's a bit cloudy. Prayer isn't something that I do. Very rarely. Maybe just a few minutes at a time. I'm really not that clear-minded, and I guess I'm really not that self-controlled, and I really don't pray, and I don't know that I'm really ready for Jesus to come back and step over the brink into time. So am I hopeless? Is there anything that I can do? Yes. You can come to Jesus. You can say, Jesus, help me this morning. Lord, you know that I do love you. Lord, I need you to come into me, and I need to live in you, and you to live in me in a greater way. I'm trying too much in my strength and myself. Lord, I'm going to stop trying now, and I just want to plug into you, and I want the life to flow. Just one person here this morning that would say, I need strength, I need help. And before we close this meeting this morning, I want prayer. I want to be sure that when I leave this meeting, it's well with my soul
too.
Lord, if everyone would just bow your heads with me and close me. Let's just thank the Lord. And I'm going to ask if there's anybody here in this room this morning that would say, I need strength to go through. I need grace. I need help. I want to abide better. I need help. Help me. Does anyone like that? Just lift your hand. Quite a few of us. I got my hand up too. I need your help, Lord. I realize that we're on a very tight schedule. And we've got to go get our pictures in just a few minutes. But I wonder if those of you who have just raised your hands, would you just stand with me and would you come to the front and could we just pray together in closing? Let's just join our faith together. He's able. He is able. He's able to help us and strengthen us.
You
know, the battle is not easy. I realize it's not a simple thing. But our God is able. And as we come into Him and abide in Him, we'll find all the strength that we need. Now, there are many of you here, and I just want to just pray with you in closing, and I want to ask the Lord to help you. But you've got to make me promise. You're going to pray for me and ask the Lord to help me. We're going to pray one for another. Because we love one another. Because this love has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We're in common faith and common confidence. But He's going to give us the clear mindedness, and He's going to give us the control, and He's going to enable us.
And
all of us, let's just go pray to Jesus together. Call on Him. But pray to one another. Just ask the Lord help us, all of us. We need your strength, O Lord. We need you to abide in our lives.
I'm Jesus' name we pray. Amen.